This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. County employees will be getting more of their pay envelopes soon. The county board has reviewed a payroll study and will increase wages. The raises will not only help retain county employees now, but also attract new employees in the future. If the Board of Regents has its way, the cost of going to UW-Oshkosh will be going up next year. The Regents want tuition raised at all state schools. Under their proposal, tuition would go up by nearly 6% at UW-Oshkosh and the cost of room and board by nearly 4%. You may remember the state legislature froze tuition at UW campuses for many years. The No Mow May program may have hit a snag, the program that allows homeowners to take off May from mowing their yards to help out the bees. Well, a review of the study that was used to convince cities to start the program is now coming into question. Oshkosh was the second city in the nation to adopt the No Mow May program. Page 2, the city of Oshkosh wants homeowners with diseased ash trees to remove them. The ash trees have been infested by the emerald ash borer. The cost to some homeowners could be as high as $1,500 per tree. Stats from the Wisconsin Realtors Association shows Oshkosh's housing market has cooled a bit, but it remains hot. Overall sales are down, but home prices are up. Homes between $100,000 and $300,000 are moving quickly still. A few spots remain for the annual Chamber Business Expo at the Convention Center. That's going on next week. Contact Condi at the Chamber of Commerce if you're interested in that. And a reminder that the DAV Cabin Fever fundraiser is coming up this weekend. It's a fundraiser for area veterans. Come out and show your support. As a look at Newsworthy for Thursday, we're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Have a great weekend. We'll be back with you again next week on the Chamber website. I'm Bob Brunel.